Stay with us. Breaking news just ahead. A major plot twist on Modern Family. This is CNN. No, it's not. It's America Weekend, and it starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Kara DeFalco will be in a moment, and we will have a conversation with best-selling author W. Bruce Cameron. You know Bruce? He got his way into the heart of every dog owner and every dog lover in the world with his book from 2010, A Dog's Purpose. And then he followed it up with the second in the series, A Dog's Journey. Well, A Dog's Purpose is about to be a major motion picture. It comes out in January, and we will talk with author W. Bruce Cameron. Then, Snapchat. They are looking for more ways to control your life in 10-second increments. How are they doing it now? Well, they're doing it now with a pair of glasses, which will allow you to, yes, broadcast your life in 10-second increments. And then Michelle Gerson will be in, and it will be Style Laws from Hell. Yes, there are many style laws where if you do not follow them to a T, you will be ostracized from society and sent to an island like Tom Hanks in, what was that movie? Castaway. That was it. Thank you very much. You'll sit there with Wilson and wonder, why did you wear white in the winter? We start things off this hour with the fact that SNL skits are now considered serious news stories. Sunday mornings, grab your phone. Go to a major news network's website. I went to CNN the last couple of Sundays, and the fourth or fifth most important story in the world at that time was Alec Baldwin skewers Trump in SNL skit. Really? This is news? Since when is this news? All right, it's one thing that these shows have turned into political tools in some way. Take a good look at an SNL skit. Yeah, they make a little fun of Hillary Clinton, but they make a lot of fun of Donald Trump. And I'm not saying anything about politics here. I'm looking at it from an entertainment standpoint. Skewer both sides of the aisle. The old adage was, why potentially piss off 50% of your audience? Well, reason is, the audience is so fractured now. You don't have tons and tons of people gathering to watch SNL at 11:30 on a Sunday night. Most people watch the skits individually on the YouTube channel Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So, with the audience so fractured, you might as well go for the biggest piece of the pie that you can get that's at least interested in what you're trying to sell. And in this case, late-night TV has become incredibly politically active, and let's be honest, it's very politically progressive. Stephen Colbert, please, they tried to do it like Letterman did the show. As a straight entertainment show, the ratings were awful, and now essentially, he brought Jon Stewart back in once in a while, he's doing that political show that he did over on Comedy Central all over again. You have The Daily Show, you have the Samantha Bee thing over on TBS. The only shows that really try not to get into politics are Jimmy Fallon, to his benefit. He's still doing a straight entertainment show. Conan, who nobody's watching Conan, and Jimmy Kimmel. Nobody's even watching Jimmy Kimmel, even though he's on ABC. They never have for years. Anyway, the idea that a skit on a comedy show can be offered to me as a legitimate news story. And you take a look at some of the other things that were mixed in and around this. Some bus went off a bridge and killed some people. There's an earthquake here. There's a hurricane there. But Alec Baldwin skewers Donald Trump in a hilarious SNL skit. How is this news? Now, it really makes you wonder who's running the digital aspects of these major television news services. I remember back on the news, remember that Aaron Sorkin thing on HBO lasted a couple of years? The joke there was that some 23-year-old that just graduated from Columbia joined the network. Okay, here, go run the website and just stay out of our way. Is that what's really going on? And SNL, okay, we get it. But every single week now? Think back to the glory days of SNL. Were they doing political humor every single week? No. It's what sells, folks. I guess those millennials, they'll eat it up. Stay with us, W. Bruce Cameron, straight ahead. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.